Hi beautiful, this is Miriam Castilla and today I'm going to talk to you about why you should treat your money like a friend. Hello gorgeous, I'm wondering, do you treat your money like a friend? And the reason I'm asking this is because like a good friend, you want to spend time with your money, you want to hang out with your money and you want it to come around more often, stay a little bit longer and bring a few friends and have a great big party, right? So if money was a friend, just think about that for a moment. If your money was a friend and the way that you treat your money, the way that you take care of the money, the way that you relate to your money, the way that you talk about your money, is that the way that you would treat, talk about, and relate to a great friend whose relationship and whose friendship you really value and who you want to hang out with more? Or are you talking about your money like somebody you're not very pleased and happy with? Are you bitching about your money behind its back? Are you not really taking care of your money? You know, maybe you don't pay your bills on time, or you're really disorganized with your bank statements and your banking as a whole, and you don't pay your tax on time, and it's just all a kind of a mess because you're not really having a great relationship with your money, so you're doing your best to avoid it. Well, the thing is that the more you behave like that, the worse that relationship is going to get. Just like any other relationship, if you don't put some energy, some effort into it, if you don't show up and actually show your appreciation, actually do your part of the deal, then your money's not going to meet you halfway, because money is energy. And so energetically, if you're not showing up to do your bit, then you're actually pushing your money away. So you want to start by making your money feel welcome. You want to start by doing things that show that you expect your money, that you're able to take good care of your money, and that you like having money in your life, that you want to make it feel like that welcome friend who's going to want to come back over and over again. So a really simple way to start shifting that relationship, to start shifting that energy, which actually starts to have a really beautiful snowball effect, like a domino rally that takes care of some of your underlying old money stories, starts shifting them, starts shifting your energy around money, and has this amazing flow-on effect. A really simple way to start is just get organized. Get your money organized. Start paying attention to it. One of the simplest ways to start paying attention to it is just to track it. Just to start paying attention to all the money you do have coming into your life. Celebrate it, acknowledge it, and that starts shifting the energy. So to help you do that, I have for you a very simple money tracker, and all it's going to do is help you start focusing on your money, start noticing that money is coming to you, and that will start to shift the energy, because remember, where your focus goes, energy flows, and what you focus on expands. And so all you need to do is start focusing on the money you do have, and automatically that attracts more. So grab yourself the money tracker that I've created to help you do that. It's super simple, super easy, and you can grab it from the link in the description above. And until I see you next time, keep embracing your unlimited potential. Bye for now.